Hi, this is Steve Stearns from OutsideHealthAndFitness.com, and the following is a segment from the Outside Health and Fitness podcast. For complete episodes and more information on getting outside and in shape, visit OutsideHealthAndFitness.com. So this week in the Outside Health and Fitness magazine, you can find over at outsidehealthandfitness.com/magazine. I posted an article from the Huffington Post that was titled Seven Shocking Facts About Food Industry Marketing That You Should Know. And I'll tell you, I was reading through this thing and it actually made me angry because it's talking about these marketers who say they put things on their packages called all natural or made with whole grains or excellent source of calcium, made with real fruit, things like that. And the whole thing is deceiving. You know, in this whole article, you got to read this article because it goes into these different misleading ways that marketers are making you feel like what you're eating is natural and good for you when in fact it really isn't. So for example, fact number one here is it says that just because a nutrition label says it's 500 calories doesn't mean that it's accurate. And the reason that they're saying that is that the FDA allows these manufacturers to be off by as much as 20%. So even if the manufacturer is accurate within the FDA's guidelines, that 500 calories could be 600 calories. But they go on to say that the FDA does not have the resources to even check. And if they even found that somebody was misleading on purpose, they couldn't prosecute them anyway. Number two really got me. And this is that companies can mislead you just by manipulating the serving sizes. In here, the guy is talking about he's eating a muffin and he looks at the muffin and it says 200 calories. And he goes, all right, 200 calories. But then he looks at the serving size and it says that each muffin contains 3 servings. I mean, who eats a third of a muffin? That's
ridiculous. I hope you enjoyed today's segment. If you have a comment or a question, I'd love to hear from you. Visit outsidehealthandfitness.com/feedback to leave a voicemail right from your computer. Just click the big record button and start talking. It's as easy as that. For more information and full episodes of the Outside Health and Fitness podcast, visit outsidehealthandfitness.com.